Welcome in to Outkick, the show, Friday edition. I hope all of you are having fantastic weekends or beginning to have fantastic weekends. I am going to be headed out. I want to give an early congrats to Tommy Lahren, Outkick employee. She does fantastic work for us. She's also on Fox News all the time. She is getting married today to JP Arencibia. And he is a former Major League Baseball player, played at the University of Tennessee for college. They are going to get married in about an hour and a half here in the Nashville area. So I'm about to do this show and then grab my wife and head out for that wedding, which should be a fun event. Tomorrow, I will be doing Fox and Friends in the morning with, I believe, Will Cain, as I ordinarily do on Saturdays during the fall. And then I'm going to be doing a really great event with Luke Bryan. So I will have country music superstar Luke Bryan on with me tomorrow on Big Noon on Fox. We'll be talking about college football, and I will be helping for him and many others to raise money for the Brett Boyer Foundation, which goes to congenital heart defects. I'll share the link. I've already put it up in my college football gambling picks, but I'll tweet out the link tomorrow after we do our hits. And I hope if you have the resources that you can support something that makes a big difference for many families and, more importantly, for their very young children. So that is the weekend where I'll be. I'll also do a live reaction show. I've been on the road so much, I haven't been able to do these live reaction shows. House of the Dragon, the season finale, is Sunday night. I will do a live reaction show to that season finale Sunday night. So 2 days from now, I'll do a live Outkick show reacting to that Sunday show. So that is where we are headed right now. Update. We are sitting at 18 days, I believe, is the number, until the midterms, and the numbers that are pouring in are suggesting that we are headed for a red wave and potentially a red tsunami. Right now, if you look at the gambling markets, and if you also analyze those in conjunction with the polls, Republicans are poised to pick up 3 Senate seats in Nevada with Adam Laxalt, in Arizona with Blake Masters, and in Georgia with Herschel Walker. Potentially New Hampshire, Colorado, Washington also in play in the Senate. It does not look like, as Dr. Oz is now taking a commanding lead in the betting markets in Pennsylvania as John Fetterman is collapsing. Yesterday, Joe Biden traveled to Pennsylvania to campaign with John Fetterman. Today, and I'm looking at the live gambling odds of the Senate race right now, today we have a pretty substantial move in Pennsylvania where Dr. Oz has now opened up a 12-cent lead. The way this works is it's on a dollar scale. So Republicans are at 59 cents. Democrats are at 47 cents. So Republicans are starting to pull away in a big way in Pennsylvania. You have got Herschel Walker surging in Georgia, Blake Masters surging in Arizona, Adam Laxalt in Nevada. They just had a poll that came out that showed him up 5 points, which is the biggest lead that I have seen for anyone there. In other words, a Republican Senate, a red October, is looking like it's going to lead into a very good election day 18 days from now. We're going to continue to break this down for you on a daily basis every day between now and the elections. And obviously, with everyone starting to vote, early voting in many different states is going on, and that is continuing to have a big impact as well. But I just thought it was funny that Joe Biden and John Fetterman campaigned together in Pennsylvania. And as soon as that happened, I'm clicking at the live results right now, money came pouring in on Dr. Oz to win this election. We'll see whether that shifts, whether it comes back down, or whether he continues to move into the lead even more so than he is right now. Blake Masters earlier this morning became a favorite in the Arizona Senate race for the first time in the gambling market since this campaign began. So Republicans are surging down the stretch, and that is going to be fun to follow. It's not just in the Senate either. House Republicans are going to win the House, but there are a lot of states out there that potentially we are going to see Democrats losing their governorships. We had Wisconsin, Tim Michaels on today. In the state of Wisconsin, it looks like we are going to get a Republican in the state house in Wisconsin. By the way, Ron Johnson's going to win. J.D. Vance is going to win. That's Wisconsin and Ohio. And in North Carolina, going to have a win there as well. Democrats, other than Pennsylvania, have almost no states in play in the Senate. But Tudor Dixon, now favored, according to Real Clear Politics, to beat the Wicked Witch of the Midwest, Gretchen Whitmer. That would be a big deal. Christine Drazen is surging in Oregon. She is now favored to be the first Republican to be elected governor there since the 1980s. And Lee Zeldin, according to a poll that came out today, the Republican candidate in New York, is now leading over Kathy Hochul. Why is all of this happening? Why is there a red surge? It's because Republicans are talking about the issues that voters care about. Inflation in the economy, crime, the lack of security at the border, and also the CDC has reinvigorated the COVID era by putting in place a policy which could require your kids to get the COVID shot. Now, CDC says, well, we don't say that you have to get the COVID shot, but actually, so many states defer to CDC recommendations that the CDC says, hey, we're not mandating this. And then so many state health bureaucrats say, we're not mandating this. We're just following CDC guidance, that you end up in an absolute cluster of ineptitude. And that is where we are. Here's the reality. Democrats have been wrong about everything for 2 years. Every single thing that Joe Biden has touched has turned to crap. And voters are fed up. It is going to be an absolute, I believe, red wave that may turn into a red tsunami before all is said and done. And right after that, we'll continue the discussion. But first, a momentary break.
What's up, everyone? It's Nick Wright, and I got something exciting to talk to you about today. Angie, your ultimate destination for getting all your jobs done well. Now, Angie isn't just your average home services marketplace. It's a game changer. With over 150 million homeowners served and a network of over 200,000 skilled pros, Angie has experience and expertise to tackle any project with ease. Whether you're looking to spruce up your backyard or undergo a major home renovation, Angie's got your back. And their pros are locally based, often running small businesses right in your community. And here's the best part. Angie makes the process seamless. From researching and comparing pros to scheduling services at your convenience, Angie's user-friendly platform puts you in control. So why settle for anything less than perfection when it comes to your home? With Angie, you can trust every project will be completed with the utmost care and professionalism. So get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today to discover why homeowners across the nation are turning to Angie to get all their jobs done well.
And there was an important editorial in the Wall Street Journal that I want to reference today, and I just want to praise the Wall Street Journal for a moment. When a lot of media turned and hid and ran and were afraid of offending people by speaking out against excess and craziness, the Wall Street Journal has been the best newspaper in the country when it comes to actually speaking truth to power. And there is an editorial today from the Surgeon General of the state of Florida saying, the headline is, COVID boosters aren't for everyone. And the subheading is, for young men, the risks outweigh the benefits at this point. And I'm reading from the Wall Street Journal, an editorial penned by Joseph Latipo, the Surgeon General of Florida. He says, we found, I'm reading directly from this article, we found an 84% increase in the relative incidence of cardiac-related death among men 18 to 39 within 28 days following mRNA vaccination. Let me repeat this. In Florida, they have looked at the data and they have found an 84% increase in the relative incidence of cardiac-related death among men 18 to 39 within 28 days following mRNA vaccination. Young, healthy people should not be getting these shots, period. And we need actual investigations. We need lawsuits. We need these executives and all of their cronies held responsible for this process. 84% increase in the relative incidence of cardiac-related death among men 18 to 39 within 28 days following the mRNA vaccination. My kids are not getting these shots. I have not gotten a shot. I would encourage all of you, if you are young and healthy, you probably already have had COVID. The risk outweighs the reward here. And I'm reading from the Wall Street Journal. Some people get mad at me for saying this. They've been mad at me for years for sharing COVID data, which has said, hey, we should be back in school. We should have never shut down. We should play every sport. I've been right on all of that. Masks don't have any impact on stopping the spread of COVID. And increasingly, as all of the data comes out, all of these things are proven to be true. So credit to the Wall Street Journal for publishing it. Credit to Joseph Latipo for doing what actual scientists are supposed to do. Look at the data, analyze it, share it to the public, allow that conversation to occur when it comes to risk or no risk from the COVID shot, risk versus reward analysis. Finally, Christian McCaffrey's been traded to the San Francisco 49ers. I like the move. Let me explain why. Yes, they had to give up several different picks, second, third, fourth, fifth rounder, I believe. But Kyle Shanahan saw what happened with the LA Rams. When there was a choice, there was a decision made, hey, now is the time for us to be able to go out and win a Super Bowl, and the Rams made the choice. They went and got Matthew Stafford. If you believe you have a team capable of winning a Super Bowl, and with Deebo Samuel, that defense, and Jimmy Garoppolo, who is an adequate quarterback, if you put Deebo Samuel on the same team, which now they have with the 49ers, with Christian McCaffrey, you take a lot of the weight off of Jimmy Garoppolo's shoulders. You certainly are still stacked at tight end. You have an elite defense. You've been to the Super Bowl. You lost to the Chiefs just a couple of years ago. Kyle Shanahan is a fantastic playmaker, getting fantastic play caller in terms of getting the ball in the hands of his playmakers. I like the move by the 49ers. It's now or never to potentially go get a Super Bowl, and they look around the NFC, and let's be honest, there's a lot of really talented teams in the AFC. Who's the best team right now in the NFC? The Eagles? Okay, I'll give you that. They're undefeated. Jalen Hurts having a phenomenal year. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, love that combo. But if you're the 49ers, the Eagles don't scare you. Right now, Aaron Rodgers is not playing that well, and the Packers aren't either. Tom Brady not scaring anybody with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The NFC is wide open right now. And so the 49ers looked around at all the different teams out there, and they said, we've got as good of a chance as any to make it to the Super Bowl, to win the NFC. We've been there before. This is our year to do it. Let's make a move and go get Christian McCaffrey and try to not only this year, but for the next couple of years, take advantage potentially of the window that is open to allow the 49ers to go to the Super Bowl. I like the move. I think it makes sense. I think if Christian McCaffrey can stay healthy, he will have a great deal of success in that 49er offense. George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, best combo of running back, wide receiver, and tight end in the NFL. I don't think there's any doubt. If Jimmy Garoppolo can keep the car kind of between the lines, they have a good chance, given that defense, to make a run and potentially be the NFC team. I didn't mention the Cowboys. That was my pick. before the season. I said Cowboys versus Bills. We'll see whether or not I get that right. Oh, by the way, on January 1st, I forecast Republicans plus 3 in the Senate and Republicans plus 25 in the House. I feel pretty good about both of those predictions as well as we sit here 18 days out from the election. All right, I got a wedding to get to. I appreciate all of you. I'll see you tomorrow on Fox News. I'll see you on Big Fox. Hope you have great weekends. Hope you have a spectacular Friday. Congrats again to Tommy Lahren. I'm headed to her wedding now. This has been Outkick, the show. DBAP, unless you need to SBAP.